Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
Today FM.
Well, good evening and welcome to Primetime. Well, tonight's the night. President Donald Trump goes head-to-head against Joe Biden in the first presidential debate. And we're joined live by Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
Good evening, Miriam.
Brian, how are the polls looking for Trump and Biden?
Miriam, very much like my voice. Joe Biden is going up while Donald Trump is going down. A lot of focus on Donald Trump's tax returns, saying he only paid $750 in tax in 2016.
And this is how CNN reported that story, Brian?
This is CNN Breaking News.
This is Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room. We're following breaking news. President Trump, a corrupt serial tax cheat, defrauding the American people out of millions of dollars in unpaid taxes. Here are live pictures of President Trump seemingly laughing in the face of tax officials from the IRS.
That's horrific, Brian.
Meanwhile, over on Fox News, Miriam, the same story also appeared.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
What about this cockamamie story from the fake news lamestream media about our president paying just $750 in tax in 2016? Come on. You know why he paid just $750?
Because that's all he owes.
Exactly. It's accountancy for dummies. You think a mathematical genius like Donald Trump would get his tax returns wrong? Come on.
Laughable.
A man who presided over the greatest stock market in American history can't fill out a form?
Yeah.
Here are live pictures of President Trump smiling, joking with the tax officials in the Rose Garden. Even these guys know it's a hoax.
The president, he's got such a beautiful smile.
He does. He doesn't look a day over 39.
God bless America.
Oh my God, Brian, you really wouldn't know who to believe.
Yesterday, Trump himself, Miriam, rang into the morning show, Fox and Friends.
Mr. President, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Ainsley. Love the dress.
Oh, thank you.
Love red.
Thank you.
Very slimming.
I feel dirty.
You know, Mr. President, that's such a great phone line you have there in the Oval Office.
Thanks, Steve. Great line. Strong line. Strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have all the best line. Nobody knows more about telecommunications than me, Steve. And you know that. No. I don't have to tell you that.
That's for sure, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Great dress.
Yesterday, we were compiling a list of everybody who's corrupt.
Yeah.
And clearly out to destroy you.
Totally.
You talked about the postal office?
Yeah, totally corrupt.
Hollywood, the FBI, CIA.
Corrupt.
The government.
Now, they're corrupt.
But, sir, aren't you the government?
No, everybody besides me, corrupt.
Of course. Basketball.
Corrupt.
The Rock.
Incredibly corrupt.
Sir, who isn't corrupt?
Everybody except me, Ainsley, and the people I currently like, who might or might not be corrupt at any time.
How will we know?
We'll see what happens.
So wise.
So wise.
What a divided country. Was that Dean Rock they were talking about, Brian?
No, Miriam, it wasn't Dean Rock.
Barney Rock?
No, Miriam.
Dickie Rock?
No, Miriam, but finally, the debate is on tonight, and President Trump has already launched aggressive campaign ads.
This is Joe Biden.
What? Tortoise, you know what I'm saying. Come on!
He hasn't a clue what's going on.
You better believe it.
He doesn't even know what day it is.
67,000. That's how much.
Because Joe Biden is a walking vegetable.
You know it. I know it.
If you want to see our country burnt to the ground and invaded by marauding five-legged snakes, then Joe's your man.
What's going on?
But if you want peace, prosperity, and unlimited happy times, vote Donald J. Trump. Happy times.
Burning snakes.
It's your call.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.